Boys basketball here in the Tiger Den right now. Warsaw trails 19-18. It'll be Blackhawk ball to start the third quarter, now going to the far end.
I'll be interested to see if Warsaw comes back with a little more trap pressure, and I think we could give their guards out front a little bit of problem. We had some success with that.
Hannon has it out top against Gould. Looks like the starters for both teams. Caden Pepper off a heavy screen on the slip and roll, and Kane had to go right down the front of him and out of bounds. It's a perfect pass. The only thing, as a big guy, you probably don't want the ball out that far, right, Jim?
Yeah, and Kane to me just doesn't look like he's an offensive threat, doesn't really want the ball, and so he's more of a defensive presence out there.
Gould across the line. Hands back to Finlinson, who did not score in the first half. Martin out to Bricker. Bricker drives in, stops, back to Martin, left wing. Down to Jaeger on the block. He's surrounded by Orrin Church. Underneath the Gould, slips it inside. Martin to the hoop. He missed it, but a whistle and a foul called. And Brett Martin will shoot two.
It's a really nice pass by Gould there. I'm not sure how he saw that, but it was a great feed.
I don't think he saw it. I just think he knew, right? Some guys just know, and he is one of those guys. The foul is called against Hannon. That's his first. And the free throw is up and no good. Martin was 3 of 3 last night. Now he's 1 out of 3 in this game. Still Warsaw down by 1, half a minute into the third. Finlinson is out. Trey Davis is in. And Martin's free throw is good. 2 out of 4 for Martin. He's got 4 points. Tied at 19, our first tie of the contest. Hannon around a screen, lost the ball, picked it back up. Slips it back out for Caleb Pepper. He'll shoot a 10-footer outside the lane and hit it. Caleb Pepper scores two, 21-19. Westville back to the lead. Bricker, near side, Trey Davis. Davis leaned on by Pepper. Bricker one hands it into the right corner for Martin, then back out to Bricker, out to Davis, around to Gould. Gould down to the near corner for Bricker. Down to Jaeger on the block. Backs his way in, chop block from behind. Blocked by Kane, he grabs it off the backboard. Westville with the ball and a two-point lead. Hannon now on the left side for Caleb Pepper. In the lane, Jackson. He'll take it back out beyond the arc. Now he'll flip it back near the timeline to Hannon. Hannon off a screen, goes right, goes left, down to the baseline against Gould. Hands it up the baseline, running jump shot no good, and a whistle and a foul called on Kane over the back. The shot was taken by Caden Pepper. He missed it. Jaeger grabbed the rebound and he got fouled. That's Kane's third. That's a problem for Westville. At this point, Kyle Sinati's going to let it ride. His team still leads 21-19, almost 2 minutes into the third quarter. Trey Davis to Martin, near side to Bricker. Bricker holding out to Jaeger, who pops out into Martin in the post. He's surrounded by Orrin Church. He shoots it, and it's blocked, but they're going to count the basket. Goaltending, Martin now with 6, and we're tied at 21.
Interesting. You don't get a chance to see that call go one way or another in high school basketball very often.
Not too many goaltendings. Not at all. Caden Pepper hands it off to Jackson. Jackson backs his way in the lane. Back to Caden Pepper. Up the baseline he goes. All the way basket. We got hammered. No call. But Westville grabs the rebound. Jackson left to the key. Now right of the key to Hannon. Hannon is like their Wirt from the JV. He just looks so much smaller than everybody else. Now Pepper to Pepper. In the lane, and Caden traveled. Caleb gave it to Caden. He got a running start and couldn't stop when he got to a point where he needed to pivot and go to the basket. And Warsaw's got the ball back, looking for their first lead since the second quarter. We have 5:28 left to play here in the third. Bricker back out to Gould. Gould off a Jaeger screen, turns the corner. Picks up his dribble, needs help, and he throws it to Jaeger at the free throw line. He immediately throws it to Martin, now to Bricker, now to Davis. Davis, out top Bricker, drives right, hand-checking foul. Jackson knew he was beat off the dribble there and just shoved Luke, and it was right in front of the official, and he put air in the whistle. Jackson with his second. That's 3 team fouls on Westville here in the quarter. Bricker off a screen, 17-footer, in and out. Jaeger tips it in. Jaeger tipped it home, and Warsaw leads 23-21. And I feel safe to say that Yeager's the only guy on the court for Warsaw and maybe both teams who could do that. He was way above the rim. He'll look at that and he'll go, I could have tip dunked that. And the answer would have been, absolutely, you could have. Jackson, right corner, blows by Bricker into the lane, puts it in. Brian Jackson with his second field goal. He's got four. He beat Yeager like he, or he beat Bricker like he was standing still. 23-23. Gould hands back to Martin. Martin spins on Hannon. Now to Bricker, near side for Davis. Trey into the corner, near side to Martin. Up the sideline to Davis, across the top to Gould. Right side, Bricker. Underneath, Trey Davis. Oh, he shot it off the bottom of the rim. No good. And a foul's going to be called against the Tigers. Again, you can't execute that any better, Jim. You just got to finish.
Yep. Got to make plays when you got them. That was a wide-open layup. We just chunked it.
Halfway through the third, 23-23, Warsaw and Westville. Hannon between the circles at the far end. Sullivan and Finlinson waiting to check in. Martin got a hand on it and knocked it off of Caden Pepper, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. Finlinson and Sullivan in for Yeager and Martin at 3:51. Here comes Jackson Stacy into the game for Westville.
I like the group we have on the floor right here. Let's say if we make a little run here towards the end of the quarter.
Finlinson brings it across the line to Bricker in the center circle, right side to Carson Gould. Now they flip it out to Bricker straight out for a 22-footer. That is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Ishmael Kane for Westville. Bricker hit a couple threes in the first quarter. He has one field goal since. And that was in the second quarter. Stacy lost the ball, got it back. Jackson in the corner, and he traveled. No complaint from Kyle Sinani. He was standing right there. Out of bounds again to Warsaw. Points at a premium tonight. You get a chance to score, you got to score. And the two teams have really struggled at it. Trent Long is annoyed by Brian Jackson having his shirt untucked. And now it's all tucked in and we're ready to go. Gould in the backcourt, one-on-one against Hannon. Everybody else takes off to the near end. Gould started by Hannon, then lost the ball and got it back. Finlinson to Gould. Makes a fake. Got Kane way up in the air. Slipped it inside. Sullivan left-handed. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound grabbed by Kane. Outlets to midcourt to Jackson. Left side. Jackson down to the elbow. He'll fall and fire and got it. Jackson didn't even jump. He jumped off of... He lifted his right foot. His left leg was still on the ground. 25-23. Westville back up. Illegal screen called against the Tigers. Sullivan with his third. Right now, the Tigers act like they're running in a car that takes regular gas, and they got diesel.
Had a couple layups we've missed, and then they make a funky one-footed shot that goes right in. So
Westville with the ball and a two-point lead, and they lose it out of bounds.
Maybe there's a break we need. Let's get something going here, boys.
Caden Pepper turns it over. He just didn't catch it. The pass wasn't perfect, but it was more than good enough. Tigers down by two. In a game where both teams have struggled to score. Gould to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble inside to Sullivan, and Sullivan was looking at who was in front of him, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Timeout will be called by Westville. It is a full timeout. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. Westville leads 25-23 at Warsaw. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Pressure coming from the Tigers. Jackson has it in the backcourt for Westville. They lead Warsaw 25-23. Just under 2.5 minutes left to play in our third quarter here at the Tiger Den. Caden Pepper trapped, got through it, runs in the lane, put it up, and in, and a foul. He split a double team. He ran it down the right side of the lane. Bricker got there, but way too late. And score the field goal for Peppers, who now has 14 points. And a chance for a three-point play. Yeager and Martin in for Bricker and Davis. And right now, Matt Moore is just trying to find five that work together that can get some traction. Pepper's free throw is good. 15 for Caden. He's 1 of 2 at the line. Five straight points by the Blackhawks. They lead 28-23. Yeager left wing. Martin above the free throw line, faces up, hands back to Finlinson, who hasn't scored at all in this game. Martin left, down to Yeager, foul called. Kane from behind with his fourth. And that will make a difference. That changes the game a little bit here because he is their post and they don't get him out. Warsaw's going to get the ball inbounds. They lob it out to Martin. Wide open top of the circle. Head fake. Now he'll dump it into Yeager. He'll turn against the double team. He missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Caden Pepper for Westville. 28-23. Pepper the other way. Leans in from the block and scores again. And Matt Moore wants timeout. And he'll get it as soon as Gould crosses the timeline. 1:41 left to play here in the third. Westville leads 30-23 over Warsaw. We're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Well, if you want to think of it this way, Warsaw hasn't played good the last four quarters. Fourth quarter of last night, the first three quarters of this game. Warsaw's got the ball, trailing 30-23. Westville on a 7-0 run. Gould picked up his dribble. Right side to Finlinson. Finlinson back out to Gould. Gould in between the circles. Drives right. Picked up on the switch by Kalen Peppers. Now back out to Martin. Martin one-on-one against Tanlin. Drives in on him. Shot blocked. Grabbed out of there by Kalen Peppers. He takes off running. Left side to Jackson. He had it stripped out of his hands and out of bounds. And Westville maintains possession.
I don't know how you feel, Roger. We got a flow here of a team playing with house money, with energy, and we look around like we're feeling sorry for ourselves.
It looks a lot like that. Shot by Caden Peppers, no good. Caleb with the rebound. They get a reload with 1:08 to go in the third, leading 30-23. Hannon at the free throw line. Back to Caleb. Jumps a pass to for Caden. He shoots for three, no good. Gould the rebound. In transition, Martin wide open, left side three, rimming, no good. Rebound took a funny hop off the backboard padding, and then Westville throws the ball out of bounds. Warsaw, Finlinson was going to get that rebound, and the ball hit the backboard pad and went right over his head and right to Caden Pepper, who then proceeded to throw it past Hannon and into the empty spot where the cheerleaders normally are. Gould off a high screen to the free throw line. He'll come up shooting and hit it. His second field goal, both in the middle two quarters. That ends the 7-0 run by Westville. Now to the far corner for Jackson. In the lane, Caden Pepper, he'll lean. He'll fall over. Shot a wild shot, no good. Bricker the rebound. He's slow to get up. It's 5-on-4. Gould underneath Martin, looking backwards, puts it up and in. Martin shot that ball looking one way, shooting the ball the other way. Warsaw with four straight. Now it's 30-27. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Jackson trapped along the far sidelines. 4 seconds. Up the sideline. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bricker with 2.7 left to go here in the third.
I tell you, Pepper had a crucial missed three. If that would have been in, it might have been a 10-point game at that point. We've cut it down now, so let's see if we can get a
2 seconds left. Long shot. Pepper, no good. That'll do it for the third. Warsaw trails 30-27 to Westville. We start the fourth here in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.